Hearty greetings to all our Basketball Africa League fans. I'm VOA Sonny Young, coming to you from Studio 10 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us for this VOA Ball podcast. We have two guests from Dakar, Senegal, both basketball officials. And I'm also joined by my VOA colleague, Jackson Vunganyi. Jackson, welcome.
Thank you so much, Sonny. How are you? How are you doing today?
Loving the excitement coming from Dakar, Jackson.
Absolutely. I've been watching the games, watching the matches. I loved being on with you a couple of days ago. And, you know, looking forward to this today.
Excitement in Dakar on Wednesday. AS Saleh from Morocco recorded its first victory. Jackson, tell us a little bit about
it. It was about Mr. Stoglin yesterday as Saleh played Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique. Remember that Saleh struggled in their first game against Rwanda. Saleh is one of the, I think there are five teams that are coming back, making their return to this second edition of the Basketball Africa League. And in their first game, they struggled. They lost to the Rwanda Energy Group, REG, which is a newcomer. For those of you who have not been following, REG made it after beating the Patriots that represented Rwanda last year. But yesterday, Saleh did well. Stoglin was the man of the match, making good buckets. You could tell that their coach Mills probably spoke to the team after that loss to Rwanda. She's known to get her players to watch the tape, and I think she changed a little bit of strategy. They came into this game with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they did really well. Sonny, we did a little profile of the team a few days before they started this tournament. So let's play it so people can watch, and then we'll continue with our show.
It is impossible to talk about basketball in Morocco without mentioning the Association Sportive de Salle. To face the Basketball Africa League, which is on the horizon, the team is entrusted to this Australian lady, Liz Mills, and it is a first in Morocco. A woman at the head of a first division men's team, Mills is also the very first woman to have coached a men's basketball team in Africa. She led the Kenyan national team to the AfroBasket Finals in 2021 for the first time in 28 years. She now has 11 years of experience, and she has confidence in AS Saleh and believes the team will be triumphant. They train from Monday to Friday for at least 2 hours in collective sessions and regularly play matches against other teams. Alal is part of this new generation on whom the club relies. He's been playing for AS Saleh for 2 years now and knows exactly where the team will draw its strength from to face the next competition.
Our strength are the coach who gives us the instructions, the team who plays with heart, and we play to win. That's why we always play to win, without forgetting the efforts of the president and all the guys behind the club.
And the management team, which wants to go even further with its club, does not skimp on the means. Abderrauf Bentaleb, its deputy president, sets out the new vision that will allow AS Saleh always maintain a good level.
We had a generation that had allowed us to win several titles and trophies in the past. Today, it is necessary to renew the team, to rejuvenate it. We have therefore recruited 6 high-level players who are in the process of integrating and adapting to the style developed in the team thanks to participation in tournaments and taking into account the fact that we are a big club which plays to win titles. And that's our vision for the moment.
Haruna is one of those new recruits. He is of Nigerian origin and was spotted during the first edition of the Basketball Africa League, which took place in Rwanda. He was then playing with the Cameroonian club against AS Saleh. Today, he admits that he feels good in his new family and hopes for better results thanks to the Liz Mills training regimen.
As Coach Lee said, it's preparation. You have to be ready in every possible detail, whether it's taking care of your body, preparing yourself physically for the weight room, coming an hour or two before, and trying to train, watching the film of the other teams, knowing the players, game systems, strength of other coaches, weaknesses of other teams. It is the preparation. You have to invest everything there and go, and that's it. Afterwards, you have to leave with the results.
Alvaro Massa is Spanish. He recently joined AS Sal after having been champion several times in Mozambique. He's also confident in his teammates' abilities and skills. Eight times Moroccan champion, 11 times winner of the Throne Cup, Africa Club champion, Arab Vice Champion of Clubs, the Corsairs of Sal, as some supporters nickname them, will play five phase matches at Dakar in their group named Sahara Conference from March 5th to 15th, 2022.
That was Saleh with their new exciting coach, Liz Mills.
Liz Mills. In fact, I think after their victory on Wednesday, she said, happy International Women's Day.
Absolutely. She's representing, I think, the only woman coach at the Basketball Africa League. Not the only woman coach in Africa, but obviously this is a very big platform. And for her to be celebrating International Women's Day, coaching at this big tournament and getting that win yesterday. This is International Basketball Month, and happy International Women's Month to all our viewers that are watching.
Yes.
So, Son, have you been enjoying the games?
I have. I think they've been very competitive. Lots of these games are going right down to the wire, Jackson.
Right, absolutely.
And you know, some really thrilling finishes. You know. Dunks, everything.
You can tell that this year's Basketball Africa League is a little different from last time, from last year's. Obviously, you know, different conditions from last year's. Last year they were in a bubble because of the coronavirus pandemic. This year the energy feels a little different. The players. I feel more energized, and I'm really loving watching the games.
Well, Jackson, let's go to our guests in Dakar, Senegal. We have Frank Traore, and Frank is head of operations for NBA Africa, as well as Lamine Savane, head of league operations at the Basketball Africa League. Frank, we'll start with you. First off, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, Frank, I know ahead of this second season of ball, nice program that was inaugurated called Ball Elevate, in which 12 young men from the NBA Academy Africa program were assigned to the 12 BAL teams. Can you tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about this Ball Elevate program?
The BAL Elder Program, it's a program that provides an opportunity for the next generation of African elite talent to participate in the BAL. We saw it fit that, you know, such a platform, should be able to give, a chance to our players to showcase their talent. As you know, in Africa, specifically Sali, Senegal, where the academy is in place, the players are practicing every day and working really hard. And from time to time, we travel, the globe to compete against the best. But we feel like it's extremely important to have a platform on the continent as part of our, strategy. We need to grow the entire ecosystem. We need to be able to set up, competition on the continent. And the BAL being the premier competition on the continent, We thought that it's extremely important for the kids to play in there. And we're very proud of them. They're very capable. We like the attitude. We like the energy they brought in. Every time they went on the floor, they gave their best. They're able to learn from some of the best on the continent. Some of the professional players are mentoring them. We feel like, you know, for a third year, it's a great initiative, and it will continue to grow.
Mr. Traore and Mr. Savan, this is Jackson. Thank you so much for both of you joining us. You're in Dakar. This is the second edition of Basketball Africa League. I wanted to ask you, what does it take to pull off an operation of this nature? You know, this is much more expanded than last year's in Kigali. What does it take?
First, thanks for having me alongside my colleague Frank on the program. What does it take is a lot of planning. It's a lot of organization from the logistics point of view, from just the basketball operation and the first point of view. But first and foremost, it takes obviously the commitment of the VG to make it happen with our strategic partner, which is FIBA. And then it takes getting the teams on board under some difficult conditions, we have to say, because the pandemic has hit economically very hard, obviously, the continent, just like anywhere else in the world. And it took a lot of the commitment from the presidents of the clubs to not only find the funding, recruit the players, prepare them properly. As you mentioned earlier, we've seen some really competitive games that we're really happy about, because at the end of the day, it starts and ends with what we can put together on the basketball court. So really quite happy so far how it's going. This is the first stop of three in season two, and we're looking forward to doing even more by the time we get to Cairo and ultimately to Kigali for the players on the final.
Lamine Savane is the head of league operations at Basketball Africa League. Thank you for those comments, Lamine. Frank Traore, we'll come back to you now, head of operations for NBA Africa. Getting back to that Ball Elevate program, Frank, I guess I was expecting some of these young players to maybe kind of sit on the bench and bide their time, but some of them have really been just thrown right out there. In particular, Mbaye for the Seydou Legacy team from Conakry, Guinea. Very impressive. Can you make some general comments about Mbaye and maybe some of these other young players in the Ball Elevate program?
Our players are capable. Those are some of the best young, available prospects on the continent. And we believe that they have the capability to actually play at the highest level possible in some cases. So if you take Babacar Sané, who played for Duke, you can see he actually produced. You know, he played at the high level. He understands the game. He has a great body control, and he's still a teenager. So he has room to grow there. So we're very proud of him. So now we also appreciate coaches that understand what we're trying to achieve here, because some coaches actually believe in the program and they understand the need to actually develop future generation of potential BAL superstars. And by giving him the chance to go on the court, you know, the show what they can be. So if you talk about Bai, suddenly he's doing very well. He's a great point guard. We know that he's again very talented, and is capable of defending or playing, against some of the best on the continent. Again, we thank the coach again for giving him a chance. So we have actually other players that are extremely high level bigs. I'm talking, for example, about Ruben, who plays for Mozambique, and still yet to have a chance. But we're still proud of him because sitting on the outside and watching, he's cheering for the team. He's shown great attitude, and we even have scouts, you know, from global scouts that came to us about him, you know, very, very impressed with the way he carried himself on the bench, even though he's not playing, because he understands why he's there to learn, he's there to make the most of it. So we're very, very proud of our kids. I think they'll surprise more, and I'm looking forward for the Nile Conference in Cairo, where many more of our young players will have a chance to showcase their talent.
For all our listeners who are just joining us, this is the Basketball Africa League VOA podcast. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. I'm with Sonny Young, the great Sonny Young here in our Studio 10.
Thank you, Jackson.
on the show, our guests, Mr. Frank Traore and Mr. Savan, both of them are in operations. Now, both of you gentlemen are in operations. So nice to actually talk to people who are behind the scenes, people doing the magic. You know, we get to see the things at the front, but you know, when you talk to somebody from behind, I had this question when this opened. I thought I was going to see more people in the stands. Are you operating under the same protocols as last year's Basketball Africa League in Kigali?
I think I will say that we're not working under the same protocol as last year. Last year, not only we operated in a bubble in terms of the players and the staff and the delegations that came, but there was limitations in terms of public attendance from the local authorities. Here in Senegal, there are no limits in terms of the public attendance, but the reality is that the stadium is relatively far out of town. And even though recently the Senegalese government inaugurated a fast train, it is a fast train that goes from the city center all the way to the surrounding areas of town. It's been a bit of a challenge for a lot of people to get out there. They don't have cars themselves. So also playing during the week is a bit of a challenge. But so far, when the home team is playing, you know, people are coming, of course. When it's on the weekend, like we saw Saturday, you know, even more people show. And, you know, we understand this is a new program at the end of the day, and we have to build our way up into a situation where our ticket is the hardest thing in town. And we're working very hard for them. This is where the BLLA program, as well as the teams and the competitive nature of the games that we've seen so far, is going to help us get to that point.
Now, we're going, for our listeners, we're going to be playing some highlights of some of the major matches that we selected for you. But Mr. Traore, we were talking earlier about Coach Mills. This is, you know, International Women's Month. International Women's Day was this Wednesday. What does it mean to have a female coach in this new young league?
It means a lot for not only for the league, but for the continent. Again, you know, you cannot develop a good game of basketball on the continent by you know, forgetting 50% of the population, as you know. So we're definitely making a big push to encourage more ladies, you know, to start coaching. So at the grassroots level, for what we do on the continent, you know, all the camps, the clinics, the programs that we do, everything we do for the boys, we do for the girls. Same with coaching staff. Now, there is more work to be done to encourage more young ladies to come and join us in becoming, you know, some of the coaches, some of the best coaches on the continent. We're putting programs in place, and there's progress there. But for Coach Lee specifically, she's a trailblazer. She's you know, resilient in what she does, and you know, she has a love for the continent. She's been coaching on the continent for some time now, even before the BAL was launched. She's committed, and you know, having her as the first makes a big difference. And we'll continue to work with her, and also, you know, put her up front, you know, she as the face of what we're trying to do on the continent. So kudos to Coach Lee. It was very nice to see her win her first game yesterday. You know, she made great moves. She's confident. on the side, and then we would really wish her well.
Absolutely. Frank Traore, head of operations for NBA Africa. Also, we're joined by Lamine Savane, head of league operations at Basketball Africa League. Gentlemen, please stand by. Jackson, I understand you have some highlights for us.
One of the most exciting games for me yesterday, actually so far in this tournament, was Rwanda Energy Group playing Slack. And I think we probably had our first buzzer beater. I might be wrong. But Shobozwa hit a buzzer beater with, 1 second to go?
Right at the buzzer.
Right at the buzzer, exactly. So let's watch it and we'll get back.
Anthony Miller Jr. of Slack finds the basket for 2 points as the game is underway in the first quarter. Mbaye makes a 100 dunk to cut Slack's lead to two.
Of course, and how about that?
Randa Skaje assists Walker, who gets 2 points to tie the score at the half. Regs and Shobozwa finds Thomas Jr. for two to keep up their lead.
Try and get his shot in. Oh, beautiful.
Shobozwa does it again with another assist to Thomas Jr. to tie the game at the end of the third.
Long range shot! Drained by Thomas Jr.
With 3 minutes to go, Thomas Jr. makes a three, extending Rwanda's lead to four.
Response, Thomas Jr.
With just 16 seconds left, Reg loses the ball to Slack, with Obekpa running down the court for a pass to Fofana, who gets it back to Obekpa to score, putting them in the lead by one. It was down to the wire with 4 seconds left. Thomas Jr. finds Shobozwa, who nails a three-pointer, making Rwanda the champions of this game.
That's what it means to them! Oh, my word! Absolutely remarkable how to win a game!
That was Rwanda Energy Group playing against Slack. A very thrilling, exciting matchup. Sonny, these games have been just very thrilling, very exciting. And remember, right before it started, I think the first game, I said most of them will be coming down to the wire. And you see the margin is like two points, 3 points here. You know, it's been...
I think that really speaks to, one, the competitive nature of African basketball, but also the development of African basketball that we're not seeing... teams getting blown out on a regular basis.
Right.
And maybe Lamine Savane there in Dakar can speak about that. Do you feel this tournament, Lamine, in general, through this stage of the tournament, is more competitive than the inaugural season of ball?
I have to agree with that, based on what we've seen so far. And in a way, it does not surprise me because I've been dealing with the team president and their staff the past 4 to 5 months, if not six. And I've seen the level of engagement, and each team is really into this BAL. They understand the opportunity it is for them as a club. They understand the opportunity it is for the players have such a platform offered to them on the continent. Because I think it's extremely important to remind people, the biggest challenge for African players in the past probably 20 to 30 years is that if you are good enough and you're on the African continent, you have to go outside of the continent to really prove how good you are. And that meant limited opportunities. Either you went to the U.S. to college, which you will play and have no problem and play and do quite well, but then when it came time to turn into a professional player, this is where the challenge would be.
Mm.
Simply because you carry the passport from the African continent, which made it difficult, for example, to be hired by professional teams generally in Europe or in Latin America or even in the Middle East, you couldn't pay and have a solid professional league. So you always became kind of second to the American players, for example, that could just get up the money, the visa, or cross the ocean, find the deal and play and perform. So now by doing this, we're now providing a platform not only to any basketball player in the world, but we're specifically providing an opportunity for high-level African basketball players to be at home and perform at home.
Mm.
I think that's a critical part because it tells a different story. We are in the literary business of providing opportunities and potentially
developing and showcasing heroes. And this is where, again, the GL Elevate program comes into play. Because now all of a sudden, some of these players, you mentioned Talib Mike, you mentioned Boubacar Sane and some of the others that you will see. Our wish and dream is that maybe in about 5 years from now, they're playing in the NBA and their first professional experience would have been the BAL. And that would be a pretty cool story to tell.
Right, absolutely. And Sonny, it would be nice actually when we, you know, a couple of years down the road when we see some of these young fellas playing in the NBA and you know, being competitive on such a bigger platform. But I wanted to ask you guys, you know, either Frank or Lamine could, you know, come in. We've seen so many players play that have played in, will continue to play in foreign leagues that are playing in this year. We have not obviously we had as a high profile player as a hip hop artist J. Cole this year around, but there are as many equally exciting players that are play for external leagues, whether in Europe or here in America. What do these players bring to the league, to the tournament, especially for these young guys?
I witnessed something a couple of days ago at the practice of Al Saleh from Morocco. We have a young man from the BL Elevate, Nasir Dennis, who's in that team. And as they were going to practice and eventually getting into the shoot around, he was pairing up with Aruna, who's from Niger, who has experience playing basketball not only in the U.S. in college, but has played in season one of the BL as well as in other leagues. And all of a sudden, it literally was like the moment for me. Like, he's an intern going into an office and learning the tricks of the trade.
Mm.
And I think that's like an unbelievable situation. We put both the young player as well as the experienced player in a position of paying forward, right? We talk about that all the time. I'm sure Aruna would have loved for somebody to have done the same thing for him when he was Venice's age. So I think at the end of the day, it is a basketball game. We want to be a platform for any high-level basketball player to have a chance to come play. The better they are, the better off we will be in terms of developing the game on the continent.
Frank, I'll follow Lamine's tip. Maybe give us some details about the NBA Academy and its role in developing these young African basketball players.
Yeah, so the NBA Academy is a elite program for young men and women. Actually, at the moment, we have an academy in Senegal, and we're working to expand because we have so many young, talented players across the continent. So we have top-level coaches, top-level training. We try to, expose them to the rest of the world, the United States specifically, and in Europe and in Australia. The academy is present, and as a matter of fact, we have one in Australia, in Asia, India, Latin America, and Africa. So our focus in this regard is Africa, where we have a big talent pool to choose from, and so at the moment I know some of our teams from competition in Atlanta and Rhode Island did very, very well. We definitely want them to be able to use basketball as a tool to get a good education. So we have several pathways for them. Some of them will go to high school or prep school, or we go to university, and then ultimately we want them to play in the BAL or the NBA. So that's the goal. That every single player has their own potential. That we think most of the players that come to the academy, each one of them are capable of achieving their dreams.
All right, so we are coming to the end of our Basketball Africa League podcast. On the show today, we had Mr. Frank Traore and Mr. Lamine Savane. Both of them are in operations with the Basketball Africa League and an NBA Africa. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us today on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Sunny, so I wanted to ask you, after watching a couple of these matches, who do you think has an edge? Just give us a little forecast of some of the teams that you think might win this Sahara Conference before we get into the Nile Conference.
Well, I think Rwanda Energy Group seems to be picking up confidence with every victory. They've got a excellent coach in Robert Pack, the American, and what I was really impressed with, they've pulled out really two close victories. But I think Pack's influence, especially their most recent victory.
In those last minutes,
he called a timeout before that game-winning shot. And I think that's where coaching really
makes
a difference.
That's where the difference, absolutely.
Drawing up the plays on the clipboard and, you know, where to cut, who to throw the ball to. That's where it makes a big difference.
You could tell that he designed that last play very beautifully.
But I'll throw it back to you. Who do you like right now?
Well, you know what? I might be a little Rwanda Energy Group, I think.
You got their jersey on, Jackson.
Sonny, you know, yeah, say us out, you know, cue us out.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jackson. I want to thank my VOA colleague, Jackson Vunganyi. Thanks to our production crew, Downtown Daniel Brown, Karina Chidori, and Kali Abdu. Kali in studio with us shooting. Last but not least, thanks to our engineer,
Joe
Gill. Thank you, Joe. I'm VOA Sonny Young. Thank you for joining us.